I'm with Dennis Kopfer, Avon Lake girls coach for the WEOL Weekly Wrestling Show in 3, 2, 1. And welcome back. This is Tom Evans. I'm here with Dennis Kopfer talking about the Avon Lake Shore Gals ladies wrestling program. Dennis, tell us a little bit about the season and welcome aboard.
Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it. The season so far is going really well. We've wrestled in about, 10 different tournaments, had a couple dual meets. The girls are really showing off this year. I got Rajan that's sitting at about 35-0. I've got Mallory with 20-plus wins, Destiny with 20-plus wins. One of my freshmen, Bianca Craig, she's at like 18 wins this season. So they're putting the work in.
Outstanding. And Dennis, talk to us about the growth of this team a little bit. You know, your girls, and you know, you've seen this, me posted this before, I kind of have a special attachment to the Avon Lake girls. And that happened 3 years ago over at Lutheran West. And I interviewed Rajan, Hattie, and I don't even remember who the third one was. And the energy that comes off of the girls, and your girls especially, you could run a city on. So talk to me about these seniors and the special place that, in your heart for them.
Man, these seniors. We'll start with Rajan, right? Rajan was one of the original five girls that came out for the team 4 years ago. And she's been here the entire time. She hasn't stopped wrestling. She has set the bar and set the standard as far as wrestling for Lorain County and girls in Ohio goes. I mean, she's one of one. Mallory Zedell, she is one of my other seniors. She's been with us for 3 years now, and she has been a rock-solid wrestler. She goes out there, she does the work. It shows in how she wrestles people. She's super awesome to watch, and she's an even better leader in the room than she is a wrestler, if you can believe that. And then Lola Sione, she is a second-year wrestler and my last senior, and she came to us last year, had no idea what wrestling was, had no idea what was what, and she came out and she was on fire, and she was two matches away from making it to state last year, and she's hoping to keep riding that wave. She's done nothing but improve this entire season. It's been great.
I want to talk a little bit about the technique growth because, you know, as I said, 3 years ago, they were doing it on energy and guts and everything else. But to watch them earlier this year and to see how much they've grown technique-wise is just unbelievable. Tell us about their work ethic in the room.
These girls work hard. They train with the boys. So the boys have a certain level of expectation of how training goes in the room, and the girls have to match that or exceed it in order for them to be accepted here. And they've done that for the last 4 years. And the boys welcome the girls into the room. They train with the girls, and it's really nice to be able to do that. And their energy level gets up because they know they're going to go out there. They know they put in the work, and they know they get to show off what they've been working on all season.
Dennis, talk to us a little bit about, and we talked about off air a little bit about this, about building a girls program and trying to build off of the successes that you've had. And we talked to Brandon Gilbert about this a week ago, too, and sometimes you would think that would automatically bring girls out to the program, but maybe sometimes it scares girls away from the program.
I could totally see how that would equate, right? Because you see these girls and they go out there and they qualify for state, and then you get a state champion and you think, Oh my goodness, I don't think I could do that. But what they don't realize is that those girls started from nowhere, right? They didn't have any experience when they came to us, and we were able to help them out, get them the state qualifications that they needed and wanted, and move them along, right? It's like I've always told people, you come to the room for an hour, and we probably have you. I mean, it's not... Wrestling is not a difficult sport. It's a hard sport, but it's not a difficult sport to understand and learn.
I love it. You're a closer, and I always fancied myself a closer. I always used to say to people, if you get them in the room, I'll sell them. I'll get them to stay. If you get them here, I'll get them to stay. I love that attitude, Dennis. Dennis, heading towards the postseason, it's expanded for you guys. You've got four kind of I'm going to call them sectional regional sites, and then you move on to a regional. Tell us a little bit about where you're heading and how that looks for the girls.
Okay, so they changed the verbiage again this year. So we're now, just like the boys, we have sectionals and districts just like the boys, which is nice, instead of saying pre-regional and regional. So they flipped us from going to Mentor to Findlay this year. So now we'll feed the Findlay district, and that will be a complete – different world for our team. Although we travel out west to go compete against those teams, we don't get to see all the teams that we normally that are going to be there. So it'll be fun. It'll be interesting. And the girls are looking forward to the different kind of challenge because we already knew who was going to be at Mentor, but Alliance and Elyria decided they're coming on that ride with us, and we're gonna have some old friends there. So it'll be nice.
Outstanding. And we've talked about Elyria's program and Alliance. If you're new to girls program, has been one of the stalwarts down there in Alliance, Ohio. So that should be a good tournament. Dennis, I want to thank you for cutting time out of practice schedule to meet with me today and get this interview done. I told Scott early on that I'd be catching up with you this year, and I want to be good to my word. And before I leave the practice room, I want to make sure I go and get my picture taken with your seniors. So
yeah, absolutely. You're more than welcome to come here anytime. You know that, Tom. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Dennis. Have a great year. That's Dennis Kopfer, Avon Lake Shore Gals head coach.